stretching from beneath the planet, asteroid 2012 DA14 passed inside the orbit of our geostationary satellites before heading off to the north. This asteroid had been successfully tracked for a year, and despite its proximity, scientists knew that it posed no threat. So we know we're safe for at least 100 years from most near-Earth asteroids over a kilometre in size. And we're getting better at detecting objects down to 50 metres across, like DA14. But for asteroids smaller than that, like the one that exploded over Chelyabinsk, we still have little or no warning.
There's still some we haven't found. So there's this unknown bit of the equation where we're still looking for some, and we know they're there, but we just don't know where they are. So this is a threat, but hopefully, as technology moves on, we'll always have a much better idea whether one's going to pose a risk to the Earth.
We could see an event tomorrow. We could see an event in 10, 20 years' time that we hadn't previously detected. That is always the risk that we face. And until we can catalogue and identify all of the potentially hazardous objects that are in the solar system, then that risk will always remain.
And there's one other factor that can make it particularly hard to spot an incoming object. And it's the reason why no one saw the asteroid that was hurtling towards Chelyabinsk.